Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, sister.
How are you today? So, we have some new friends with us here today. Which of you would like to go first?
One of you? You're new? New, right?
Yeah, I'm new,
yeah. Tell us your name and how you got to know about this group.
My name is Suraj.
Uh-huh.
I came to know it on the Eventbrite application.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, and I visited for this temple in India as well. Yeah, that's how I'm here to experience this.
Ah, I see.
That was known as Dhammagiri.
Dhammagiri?
Yeah.
Oh, in India?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's affiliated to the Buddhist library?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good to have you here.
Thank you.
Welcome. And are you here for long, or are you here for a visit?
I'm a visitor here.
Visitor? How long will you be here?
2 months.
2 months.
Yes.
That's quite a number of days, yeah? How long have you, I mean, how many more days to go? How many more weeks or months?
2 months to go.
2 months
I came
to go?
Here day before yesterday.
Oh, wow. So you just flew in just for this. Okay.
I was here in Singapore 2 months back as well.
Ah,
yeah.
I see. Okay, good. This Saturday, there's a one-day retreat. Feel free to join us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thank you. And in front of you?
I'm YK.
YK?
I'm from Hong Kong and I come here for...
2 months or so?
No. A few days.
For a few days?
Yeah.
And how do you get to know about us? Uh-huh.
I'm here for company training, and then I have nothing to do.
You have nothing to do?
For these 2 days.
For these 2 days.
I just find, and Huimin told me this course, and then I...
And you just felt compelled to come. And so you cleared up your 2 days to come here. Say yes.
Yes.
No, we don't need you to say that. It's always good to see a new face. Welcome to Singapore. I presume it's not your first visit to Singapore?
No.
Okay. And how is Singapore treating you so far? Very good?
Yes.
That's how you... Yeah. Well, hope you enjoy your stay. Yeah. Very good. Welcome. Suraj, right? Suraj, what's the meaning of your name? I'm always curious.
Suraj means sun.
Sun, as in the sun, sun?
Yes.
Oh,
in Hindi.
I see, well done. So, you hope you can bring the sun a few more times?
Yeah, I'll try to.
Okay, I try to. I'm just kidding. All right, who else is new here with us? Let me see, all the rest on my right. On my right, the rest are... Oh, well. Ryan, you are here today. Ah. What brings you here today? It's a very honest answer. My mom asked me to come here. I don't really have a choice. I'm underage, so whatever my mom wants me to do, I will have to begrudgingly do it, still do it, but begrudgingly. Yes. Congrats on your PSLE. He's one of the latest addition to scholars in Singapore. Yeah, straight A star. Yeah, you have just created a lot of enemies online because you're on YouTube. You will be on YouTube. Yeah, there'll be a lot of P6 students or post P6 students who will look at your face and all because of you. Yeah, well done. Yeah, so when will you be selecting your choice of school? Literally like tonight. Okay. Oh. Thought of going to... No, you have your choices. So I heard that you're going to go to Hwa Chong High or something? Yeah. Huh?
Hwa Chong.
Hwa Chong. Okay. Hwa Chong. Is that the throughput thing? The through train? IP thing? Are you going to be part of the IP? Not the intellectual property, but integrated program. He's like, why is Sifu asking me so much questions today? Well, don't worry, you're saved by the program. Today, we are not here to talk about you. We're here to share something, not on Tabito also, but on the Diamond Sutra. Yes. But again, congrats on your PSLE. I think your mom and dad are very happy and proud of you. But you know, the trouble with that is that then you've got to outperform yourself after this. I think you'll do fine. Okay, so for those who are new here with us, when I first saw Suraj come in, I was like, oh dear. Because once or twice a month, we actually have this sharing on the Diamond Sutra. And I happen to be using the Chinese text, but the sharing will be in English. Yeah. So, do you happen to read any Chinese? No? I don't want to make assumptions. Yeah. But don't worry, it's actually quite easy. Okay? I will go through and then explain some. What's your name again?
Wai King.
Wai King, yeah. Shouldn't be a problem. Have you read the Diamond Sutra before? Okay, no. Okay. But the gist of it is, we have gone through, not much really, just the first few. Yeah, like literally this is the start. Yeah, it took us several, how long has it been? 1-2 months? And yeah, maybe like four or five sessions and we are here. Finally, the gist of the Diamond Sutra is called the Diamond Sutra. The full name is the Diamond Cutter Sutta or Sutra. Actually, that's still not the full name. The full name is Maha Prajna Paramita Sutra. Or sometimes some translation is Prajna Paramita Sutra. Yeah. So there's this part, the Jingang, right? Translated as diamond, which is a description of the wisdom, yeah, the perfection of wisdom that is described using the metaphor of diamond, the strongest of the natural gem, at least as far as ancient India is concerned. Yeah, so the parable or the metaphor is that the wisdom that the Buddha attained or discovered, which is available to us, is something which cannot be vanquished by others. Yeah, much like diamond can cut through other natural stone, yeah, but the other natural stone cannot break diamond because it's very hard. Yeah, so it is used to describe wisdom, that it can vanquish, it can cut through defilements, it can cut through our delusion, yeah, giving rise to wisdom. Okay? Yeah. So this is what this teaching is about. We have gone through the opening. The Buddha was at this place in India, at Savatthi, at the Anathapindika's park. And then in the assembly, one of the senior stand up, rise, and then ask the question. Yeah. So the senior is Venerable Subhuti, who is known for his grasping of the teaching on emptiness. Yeah, 解空第一. So we have gone through up to here. 西有世尊, 如来善护念诸菩萨,善护诸菩萨. Yeah, so we've gone through this part. And for Suraj, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah.
Suraj. Okay, Suraj. So Venerable Subhuti addresses the Buddha. The rare well-honored one, yeah. The Buddha, the Tathagata, this phrase is actually the Tathagata. Tathagata. Yeah. Tathagata. The welcome one, well-gone one. So this is an epithet of the Buddha. And then he addresses the Buddha saying, the Buddha So there's this phrase, San Hu Nian, Zhu Pusa. The Buddha does something to the Bodhisattva. So in this case, this San Hu Nian, I've explained, I went through some of the explanation from my teacher in the past, yeah, that it is a form of taking care of them, teaching them, keeping them in mind, yeah, keeping who in mind, yeah. So, bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas are those who aspire to attain Buddhahood in order to liberate sentient beings. So, in terms of bodhisattvas, there are different categories, different stages. So, this first category are those who are of the higher mental faculty. Then the second part, San Fu Zhu, Zhu Pusa. Also, keeping them in mind, giving them teachings and so on, but of the lower faculty. So today we'll continue from there. There's more actually. So, my teacher added on some explanation here. Previously we have shared the link, so you can just have yourself to look at through the full text. I will not be going through the full text. Yeah. So over here, my teacher highlight, 这时候佛以大慈悲心大智慧境界护念他，用现在的话就是加持他一下。 So what is 加持? So in a way like to give a boost, give a boost or to give support. So my teacher then highlight that this phrase 加持, 20-30 years ago, not so common. Yeah, to sort of, or the Buddha give us a boost, or the teacher give you a boost, like give you some additional support. Not so common in the Chinese Mahayana tradition in the past. 20-30 years ago, not so common. And as we think about it, yeah, 20-30 years ago, you seldom hear this. So where did this phrase come about? Then it's actually from the Tibetan tradition. They started, in a way, they popularized this phrase, 加持. Yeah. So it literally, in terms of its function, it's like giving you a boost. Yeah. But how does Buddha or Bodhisattvas give us a boost? For that matter, can Sifu give you a boost? Can or not? Oh, cannot. We can say cannot also. In fact, let's consider the Buddha. Can the Buddha just walk around and boost you, give you a boost? Yeah, walk to Ryan and then yeah, boost. Yeah, then Ryan from A star become A star star. Can or not? We all hope, yeah, we hope for that to happen. So we go to temple, we go to holy sites, then we pray very sincerely, and we seem to think that the amount of boost we get is directly equivalent, yeah, strongly correlated, yeah, to how sincere we are. But how does the Buddha so-called boost us? The Buddha cannot simply just reach out with his hand or with his mind and then make us smarter and then make us wiser. It doesn't work that way. He cannot just reach out and alter our karmic seeds, make us free of defilements. He cannot simply just reach out and make us full of merits. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Because if you think about it, as I've shared in so many classes, if that's possible, surely the Buddha could have and would have done that. I know for a fact, if I can do that, I would have done it. And me, you know, being not so compassionate, yeah, that I would do it, then why not the Buddha? Yeah, but the thing is, it cannot be done. Not in that way anyway. So how does, are we saying that the Buddha do not so-called boost us, support us directly? Yeah, he does support us. He does that through the teachings. The boost comes from the teachings. Yeah. through the teachings, through the advice, through the guidance, then we are given the boost. That's why it's so important. Yeah, not simply to go for blessing ceremony. I mean, that's helpful in some ways, yeah, but to go for the teachings. Yeah, and then not just go for teachings, but remember the teachings. Because you go for teachings, you 1 year in, the other year out, or come out through the nose or something, then, you know, yeah. After you hear the teachings, you need to retain it. Mm. Recently, we came across a teaching, yeah, in the sutta. That's exactly what the Buddha said. After hearing, the disciple need to retain it. Mm. If you don't retain it, there's no knowledge. Yeah, you don't even have a memory of it. What more to say of knowledge? Yeah, so, but simply remembering it is not sufficient as well. You need to reflect upon it and so on, and ultimately cultivate accordingly. Yeah, so this 加持, yeah, has this thing. So 佛以不可思议的神通力道力大慈悲的力量. Yeah, so the Buddha make use of in some ways use his psychic power, and in other ways use the teachings, yeah, 道力, his cultivation, and then he also used his great loving kindness and compassion, yeah, through all this to so-called 加持他, to support, to boost this 他, him or they, who are they, who is this referring to bodhisattvas. But why bodhisattvas? Why bodhisattvas? In this case, the target audience is bodhisattva. But why? Because bodhisattvas are those who are aspiring to become like the Buddha. Are you all bodhisattvas? Say yes. Who said yes? Oh, one person said yes. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The rest? Not bodhisattva. So a bodhisattva. Vow. Oh, she wants to take. Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. can take. But you have to wait for the timing. But before you take the timing, wait for timing. The next page, there's one verse you can start reciting. The four great vows of a bodhisattva. Okay? We'll go through that. So, the target audience being bodhisattva, we may sometimes go through certain teachings and then we feel, this teaching is for bodhisattvas. I'm not a bodhisattva. You know, I'm totally new to Buddhism, so maybe this is not for me. Yeah. But you must know that by the definition of a bodhisattva, it's not simply someone who wears a certain gown, someone who have gone through a certain ceremony. Yes, that is part of it, but more importantly, is the mindset. Bodhisattva, a person who is a bodhisattva, must first and foremost embody a certain mindset. And what is this mindset? Bodhicitta. Yeah. And what is bodhicitta? The mindset, the heart, to attain enlightenment, to attain Buddhahood. Yeah. But not simply for oneself, but and not as an end by itself, but as a means to liberate sentient beings. In other words, the end goal in Buddhism, the highest ideal, is actually to benefit sentient beings. Yeah, not Buddhahood in and by itself. I attain Buddhahood, then you're all, come, worship me, give me orange, apple, banana, whatever. No, not that. Yeah, but just as a means to reach out to sentient beings, to help sentient beings be free of suffering. So you ask yourself, have you ever once or twice or maybe many times in your life ever have this thought, how I wish I can help this person? Have you ever thought of that before? I'm sure we have. Or sometimes we even go beyond just thinking, how I wish I can help. Sometimes you even think, let me help this person, isn't it? Sometimes we may even think to ourselves, how can I improve myself to help this person? I'm here to tell you, all these mental qualities are pointing in the direction of the bodhisattva path. So even if you have not formally taken up the Bodhisattva vows. If you have ever entertained such thoughts before, congratulations, you are pointing in that direction. What does it mean by pointing in that direction? It is just like a person who wants to go to Changi Airport. And while he's not in Changi Airport yet, he's not at the Changi Airport yet. He's far away, maybe even in Jurong, one end to the other end. But he turned his car towards that direction. Sometimes maybe he even turned his car away from that direction, but only because the highway goes in that direction. But his mind is headed in that direction. So ultimately, he's going to turn his car and drive his car around such that it leads him to Changi Airport. So in the same way, while the day-to-day role that we have may not fit in with the so-called traditional or the standard model of what a Bodhisattva is, but your mindset, that's very important. So the Buddha pays special attention to such individuals. The Buddha does that. And why? Because these individuals are very rare and very lofty. These individuals have decided to different degrees to devote their life to benefiting others. So the Buddha gives special attention to them. So there's these two parts. San Fu Nian Chu Pu Sa, San Fu Chu Chu Pu Sa. Time up. It's just the screensaver. So my teacher goes further that in terms of this support, it can be separated into two parts or so. So 这里还可以分两种, so two parts. 加强他内心定慧的力量, so to strengthen two different qualities, your concentration and your wisdom, within you. So that's the first part. Second part, so with this, then what happened? 可以得无生法忍, so by strengthening your concentration and wisdom, then with that development, you can attain enlightenment. Okay? Number two, 加强他的慈悲心, 则能弘扬佛法教化众生. So the second part is to strengthen that person's loving kindness and compassion. So if you think about it, what is the purpose of this second part? Second part is so that the person can propagate Dhamma. Not just can, but want to. Not just want to, able to. So in terms of the cultivation, there's always these two parts. When we read this part, it seems maybe a bit foreign, a bit complicated, but it's actually what we usually call 自利利他. 自利利他. 自利利他 means benefiting oneself and others. Benefiting oneself and others. By developing concentration and wisdom, we benefit ourselves first and foremost. Why? Because by doing that, we overcome various levels of defilements and we remove suffering from ourselves. But then if you just do that, that's also good. At least you stop having defilements and directly you stop harming others. When you're okay inside, you don't harm others anymore. Anyone who harm others is because inside, imbalance. Either have strong defilements or weak defilements or any kind of. So, but beyond that, there's a second part. Li-ta, to benefit others. The benefiting of others is built on top of the first part. But what is the distinction? The distinction is, in order for a person to have that that drive, that will to benefit others, you need something else. It's called spacing. To have loving kindness and compassion. And if I may add, to have great loving kindness and compassion. Yeah. So there's these two parts. there was once I'm suddenly reminded of something, a conversation I had with my sister. So there was once she said, she explained the Buddhist concept to her friend, or maybe her colleague. So the friend or colleague was a bit perplexed. Why 自利利他? Why benefit yourself first before benefiting others? Isn't that quite selfish? Yeah, so the way my sister put it across was very interesting. She said, well, think about it. It's just like, you know, when you're in an airplane, right? You know, the air safety demonstration. They always tell you, before you attend to the child next to you, make sure you secure the oxygen mask, yeah, before you attend to your kid. Correct? Yeah, you just flew in. So fresh in your memory. Or usually during the demo, everybody is just doing their own things. Nobody heard it before. Yeah. And in many ways, that is so true, you know. Because in real life, there are some folks who actually did a demonstration. They went to this Air Force Base or NASA or something. They actually go to a decompression chamber, yeah, and do the test. So there are a few persons inside, all of them with oxygen masks, and then they decompress, meaning that the oxygen, the air is being sucked out. And then there's one guy who removed his mask. Yeah. At 90%, he's still functioning. Yeah. So they ask him simple question, addition, two digit number add together. No problem. You know, he's like, oh, what's the problem? And then give him some simple things to do. Give him, you know, those small kids with a box, with a crate, then with triangle shape, circle, square, and then you have the shape and you put it in. Yeah. And when at 90% oxygen or 100%, it's like, no problem, just no. And then they decrease it to 70%. Yeah. And then you see that person, you know, the interaction start to become so slow. You know, the person asks the name and the person just look at him and just smile. And then pass him the box, yeah. And then he's like imagine it's a square, right? And then he just take the triangle and like, huh? Like, he just within seconds, you know. Within seconds. It's not like, wow, 3 hours later. Just within seconds, you see the counter up to 70, and it dips further down. And the person who is conducting the experiment basically says, you're now on the verge of brain damage. Yeah, all it takes is 30 seconds or how many at the 60-something%, and you will just be fried. Yeah, now. And he tells the person who is without the mask, you need to put back your mask. And the person just, the person can hear, you know, but it's like, yeah. It's so crazy. The whole process just take less than 1 minute, and the person just go from fully functioning to, yeah. And then, of course, there are a few guys there, and immediately put on the mask, and within a few seconds, he's like, what just happened? So this is real life. And interestingly, it very nicely parallels the approach in Buddhism. And it's not just whether you are aspiring to be a Bodhisattva or not. Yeah, that in our cultivation, in our practice, we need to first take care of ourselves. But when we think about taking care of ourselves, it seems like a selfish thing. Yeah, but the actual approach and application is actually quite interesting. It's something that I would coin in as putting out the fire first. It is like if you are in, let's say in this place, and suddenly there's fire, what do? If there's fire, if it's small enough, you just put it out. There's a, I mean, everybody look behind you. There's a blue color fire extinguisher. Yeah. Anytime you go to a new place, make sure you know where are the fire exits. You see the green sign, that's the exit. Yeah, there's one exit here, there's one exit there. There are only two exits in this room. Yeah, there's an extinguisher there. I remember there's one inside as well. Yeah, there should be one in the office. Yeah, so the thing is that if it's small enough, you put it out. If it's too big, what do you do? Zhao, run out. Zhao means run, Hokkien. Yeah. But you are from Hong Kong. Hong Kong Cantonese. Zhou. Is it correct?
Zhao.
Oh, Zhao. Zhao. My canto is like that one. Zhou. How do you say? Zhao. Zhao. Hi, Zhao. 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 Yeah. This is how I learn. I thick skin one. Anyhow say. Yeah. So you run. Run for your life. But after running, then what do you do? What do you do? Call for help. Yeah. Let's say you call for the fire brigade. In Singapore, if you call fire brigade, what number do you dial? 995. You call 995, they will activate the police also. You call the police, they will activate fire brigade. They are all linked. And they will all come. And the fire brigade will set up all the hose and everything and start to extinguish. Now imagine if the police were to say, hey, wait, stop. Do not put out the fire. But why? Why not? We need to find out why. We need to find out how. We need to find out, most importantly, who. Who set the fire? Do you want to find out? Well, we do want to find out if there's a fire. But is that the right time to find out? Not the right time. You need to put out the fire first. What do you think will happen if the police has guns, firefighters only have the hose? Who's going to win, right? So if the police were to insist, no, we shall investigate, what will happen? If you are the firefighter, be my guest. Just it's the duty of the fire marshal to make sure that nobody go in unless they are fully equipped. Yeah? But let's say you are the fire marshal and you let the police go in, what will happen to the police? They'll be burned to death. Yeah. So in this analogy, the fire represents the fire in us. Yeah. The frustration, the anger, the desire, the defilements that has arisen. Yeah. The situation, the circumstance itself, yeah, as to who did it, what, and so on, is the problem that we are being affected with. Doesn't mean that we don't find out how to solve it, who did it, and so on, but safer if we put out the fire first. Many times, Buddhists go from one end to the other end. Before learning Dharma, want to put out fire and investigate at the same time. Then after learning Dharma, then they, all is empty. Amitofo. It's okay. Yeah, then become doormat. Yeah, from the fighter, it become doormat. Everything can, no problem. Everything okay. Yeah. Then, important ma, put out fire first ma. So, just drown everybody. It's okay lah, don't quarrel lah, never mind lah, it's okay. Everything is okay. Yeah. Then what happened? Fire start again. So there are those who will get very frustrated because every time you just put out fire, but never really find out why or how, then the fire start again. Yeah. Of course, ultimately, if you are really enlightened, fire is no fire. Yeah. But you think about it, for the Buddha, when things happened and it was reported to him, indeed, we can say that the Buddha put out his own fire. In fact, fire don't even start. But does he then ignore whatever is happening? When people come to report to him, blessed one, this and this has happened. So and so has said that. That person said this, that person said that. Is this okay? The Buddha don't say, "Aiya, all of you, never cultivate, so much problem, go and chant Amitabha." The Buddha don't say that. Instead, the Buddha say, "Oh, is that the case? Come, ask that person to come over." Yeah, you look at virtually all the situations. The Buddha, I haven't Maybe I am not well read enough. But if you ever find one sutta where something is reported to Buddha and the Buddha just say, "Aiya, don't be so busybody," huh? If you can find one something to that extent, please let me know. So far, in all the suttas, while the Buddha has put out his own fire, yeah, no more fire. The fire don't even kindle. Yeah, but he take the time to say, "Okay, all the parties involved assemble. Ask them to come over." And then he will take the time to cross-examine them and ask them, "This has been said. Is this the case?" The thing is, they will admit to it also. And then after everything has been laid out, then the Buddha will comment on it. The Buddha still comment. The Buddha don't say, "Aiya, you know, after all, yes, you have all said your due, but everything is empty, 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 empty. Okay, go back." The Buddha don't say that also. So we have to be careful. Yeah, 自利利他 doesn't mean that, oh, we just put out fire, then don't do anything. So over here, back to the text. San Fu Zhu Zhu Pu Sa Ke Yi Fen Zhe Liang Ge Yi Si. Di Yi, so the first, for Nie Pan De Shi Hou, Hai You Hen Duo De Fo Jiao Tu, Chen Du Bu Ji Ge. So can further be split into two different levels. Those phrases. So when the Buddha entered Parinibbana, the Buddha entered Parinibbana about 2,500 over years ago, 2,561 years ago, thereabout. At that time, there were still many disciples of his who has not reached the mark. 不及格, haven't reached what mark? Haven't reached enlightenment. There are also those who have reached enlightenment. There are those who have not reached enlightenment. Yeah, rich or not rich. So, 所以佛附住利根的菩萨. Yeah. So the Buddha then sort of like entrust those bodhisattvas who are of higher capacity to do what? To tell them, 你要发大悲心教化这些不及格的菩萨. So the Buddha entering Parinibbana, so entrust those who are of higher caliber to say, "Hey, you must take care of those who are not up to standard yet." Okay, so this is one meaning. So teach them how to attain that which they have not attained. Of course, in this case, it's spiritual attainment. 成就圣道, attain to the enlightened path. Attain to the enlightened path. 住持佛法, to uphold the Buddha Dharma. So, 也就等于佛下了命令. So it's as good as the Buddha giving them the instruction. Or command. 你要发慈悲心教化这些这一切发心修行的人. So imagine, let's say you are going off on a trip, then you tell your team, those who are more on the ball, tell them, "Hey, you must look after all those kakia, make sure that they do their work," something like that. So number two, 佛能护念善根成熟的菩萨, 令他容易得圣道. So second meaning is, the Buddha is able to encompass, and keep in mind, support those who are those bodhisattvas whose wholesome roots are already mature, and cause them. When we say cause them to do what? Cause them to quite easily attain enlightenment. In what way cause them? Again, it's not go there and then, enlightened. No. But it's that because they are spiritually matured already, then the Buddha is able to say, this person is now currently lacking in this area. That person just have some difficulty understanding this part. Let me explain this part. And that person will understand and have a breakthrough. Something like that. It's just like what tutors do, Tutors. tutors don't really teach everything. Tutors just need to point out things that the student is stuck at. Mm. Ah, again, Ryan, you are going to secondary school now. So you'll be learning numbers, integers, linear numbers, line numbers, linear equation, then quadratic equation, and so on. So last time, there was someone who showed me how to do quadratic equation, you know. Yeah, I was stuck then. The a squared minus 2ab, a squared plus b squared, it was whatever, all those things. Yeah. Then I was like, wow, do here, do that, confused, you know. Then there was this person who come over and say, you explain to me how you do it. Then I explain, don't know what I'm explaining about. Then this person said, who teach you this method? I think the teacher teach us. And then I said, no lah, not like that lah. Then cancel the whole thing. Then you draw two brackets. Okay, draw. Then you put I think it's usually X. So X, you put X on both sides. Then after that, from the full quadratic equation, yeah, then you factorize it. Yeah, then you take, I can't explain the full detail. I take here, take there, then put in. If you give me the equation, I can do. So this person point this out. And because of that, then, wow, that's a breakthrough. After that, no problem. But it's not that this person just make me, you know, but it's through explanation, through that steps. Mm. Then progress. Buddha can do that. So the Buddha or those teachers, they need to have this skill. First of all, identify where the person's shortfall is, and then to be able to guide the person to understand. Not easier. Do you know who this person is or not? You know, nah? Don't know. Sitting next to you. Oh, I tell you. Yeah, I'm serious at that time. Because of that, after that, I look at quadratic equation, close two eyes. Yeah. So, I'm telling you this. So, when you go to secondary school, you know who to look for. Then next to her, another super genius. You can ask all other subjects. Maths, ask the one next to you. The other subjects all can ask the other one. and the two of them, your father, mother. Yeah, serious. You don't think they are, you know, have you ever seen them do homework before? Never, right? So kids always think that, I think mommy always go off to work, don't know do what at work also. But they are very smart one, you know. Yeah. Wait till you do chemistry. Chemistry, you look for me. If you want to fail. Yeah, if you want to fail, look for me. Yeah, you want to have fun, but don't mind failing, you look for me. Yeah. When I was in sec form, my chemistry was still very jialat. So another person, so again, one person, don't say who first. One person told me, do you know your periodic table? Huh? Have to know. Yeah lah, you don't know your periodic, go and memorize. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, nitrogen, oxygen, valium. See, I still can remember the first few, no? You know why? Because this person made me sit down there and memorize. You know who that person is, no? Yeah, the same person. Yeah, and I'm so grateful to her, no? From borderline, pull up all the way to B3. I mean, B3 is nothing to shout about, but still, you know, a few grades up, you know. Yeah, so chemistry, I think, can ask her also. The rest, ask your papa. So the Buddha does that. I mean, not the chemistry part. The Buddha, he is able to help those high faculty, those who are spiritually mature, to progress and then have the breakthrough. Yeah. So, 因为唯有佛能够善护念诸菩萨，善护住诸菩萨。 使令正法能久住世间而不灭. So, because only the Buddha is able to do this, able to reach out to the high faculty bodhisattva, reach out to the low faculty bodhisattva, to get them to progress towards enlightenment, and through that, then they can establish and support, sustain the Buddha Dharma for a long time. Hence, 所以称为西有世尊. So my teacher kind of like explained the second part, then link back to the front part again. So this part, 如来善护念诸菩萨，善护诸菩萨. Then it's linked back to this. Let me change the color so y'all can see. So this part here, up to this part here, then link to this part here. Okay? So, 世尊, 善男子善女人, 世尊, the world honored one, yeah, referring to the Buddha, 世尊, 善男子善女人, 发那多罗三藐三菩提心, 云何住, 云何调伏其心, that's to the next page. So, 善男子善女人, according to my teacher, here, 善男子, 善女人, yeah. So wholesome ones, wholesome men, wholesome women. Yeah. What does it mean? Someone who have taken up the refuge and observing precepts. Observing precepts. Hey, what has this got to do with precepts? So a person who is observing precepts has certain features. First of all, what are the precepts about? For the most part in Buddhism, precepts are about a restraint on ourselves to not harm others. It is not so much about whether the Buddha said this or said that, but about refraining ourselves from harmfulness. Yeah. To not engage in evil and unwholesome acts, to not be driven by greed, hatred and delusion, and then acting in harmful ways. So when a person observes the precepts, in other words, refrain from harming others, then such a person is known as wholesome. So it's not just a term, because you're Buddhist, then you're called wholesome. No. Not because you fill up the form, because you are registered as a Buddhist, then you are considered wholesome. But because you observe the precepts, you change your behavior, then you are known as wholesome. Why? Because your body, speech and mind, your actions are wholesome. You have refrained from harm. Hence known as wholesome ones. Yeah, so notice that here, it's not just wholesome men, but wholesome men and wholesome women, covering both gender. Yeah. So anyone, in other words, those who are wholesome, but here, not just wholesome or unwholesome, but this wholesome man and woman does something else. Because you can be wholesome, but maybe you are not quite ready to strive towards enlightenment. Here it's talking about those who are wholesome and fa anyautulo samyao sam puti sing. So this sing is basically like a mindset. Yeah, my teacher explains fa is 建立. So establish. Establish. So this sing is mind, chitta, yeah, mind. What is this? He explains this is actually yuan, our aspiration. Yeah, our aspiration. So what happened? Why is that this? So in other words, to establish a certain aspiration. But what kind of aspiration? Fa anyautolo. So this anyautolo, this is a transliteration of the word anuttara. So anuttara, in the Sanskrit or Pali term, it means the unsurpassed. Unsurpassed. And it's a descriptor, it's an adjective for Sammyao Samputi. What is it describing? It's describing that a certain mindset does this something that is unsurpassed, that is most supreme. So nothing else excel it, yeah, transcend it. No, nothing else. And what is this? Sammyao Samputi. Again, this is a transliteration. So Sammyao Samputi. Puti, what is Puti? Puti is Bodhi. It's a transliteration of the word Bodhi. And what is Bodhi? Bodhi in translated to English is awakening. Yeah, to be awakened. And that is very much the core of Buddhism. Yeah. To be awakened to the reality of our state, of this world. Yeah, the true nature of reality. To be awakened. Yeah, but over here, there's yet further this prefix, Sammyao Samputi, Sammyao San. Yeah, so Samma Sambodhi. Yeah, so if we translate fully to Chinese, it's 正等正觉. So what is 正等正觉? So it is describing how this is the enlightenment, the perfect enlightenment, which is unsurpassed and equal among all the Buddhas. Perfect enlightenment that is unsurpassed and equal among all the Buddhas. So although in Buddhism, you know, especially in the Mahayana tradition, there's emphasis on this Buddha, that Buddha, but that awakening is equal. It is not like, next time, because I'm your teacher, so next time when we all attain Buddhahood, I'm more Buddha than you. No. Once you attain Buddhahood, you are Buddha. No such thing as I'm more Buddha than you. All Buddhas have equal enlightenment. But it is unsurpassed. Unsurpassed by what? Anything that is below it cannot transcend it. Why? Because this is the pinnacle, this is the epitome of wisdom and compassion. So, putting everything together, it means now there are wholesome people, man or woman. The fact that they are wholesome is because they are already cultivating. They are restraining themselves from harming others. But now they are taking one step further. To do what? To establish this vow. This vow to attain this supreme state. And this supreme state is again linked to the earlier phrase of bodhicitta. And it's basically the same thing. Fa niya tula sam yao sam puti sing is the same as fa puti sing. Or fa cipei sing in a way. So it's to have that aspiration. To have that aspiration. So, so this is where, just now I mentioned about the four great vows, right? So my teacher says, 发无上菩提心这件事, 我们通常念, so usually when we say, oh, I want to make this aspiration, then what do we do? Tradition, there's these four verses. I've been thinking about it. Maybe we should incorporate into our puja. 四弘誓愿. So these four verses, 众生无边誓愿度, 烦恼无边无尽誓愿断, 法门无量誓愿学, 佛道无上誓愿成. So in English, 众生无边誓愿度, sentient beings boundless, I vow to liberate. Start off with this. Your end goal in mind. It is to liberate sentient beings. But to do that, to that end, what must you do? 烦恼无尽誓愿断. You must eradicate all defilements. If you yourself have defilements, how do you liberate sentient beings? And ultimately, when we say liberate sentient beings, what does it mean? It is actually to help them eradicate their defilements also. But to do that, can you just view that into action? Can you just say, enlightened? Then, dong, become enlightened. Can you have some magical power? Sean, you become enlightened. Then, no, it doesn't work that way. You must learn Dharma yourself. And then you must share the Dharma. And they must learn as well. Yeah, so, Fa Men Wu Liang Si Yuan Xue. So, in terms of the Dharma doors, yeah, basically, all the different Dharma teachings. Is there only one Dharma teaching you need to learn? If it's to just help yourself, yeah, you just learn maybe one or two things, enough. Yeah. But if you want to help all sentient beings, well, you need to learn a lot of things. Because they're all different. It is like, if you want to cure yourself, if you have flu, you just have to take what is needed for your flu. But if you want to become a doctor, well, you need to know all kinds of medicine. So that's the difference. Then, so the Buddhahood, which is unsurpassed, we aspire, we vow to attain. So that's these four great vows. So we usually recite this every day. Recite. Yeah, then you recite. When you reach 100 million times, you text Sifu. Then Sifu will give you a certificate. Dung! You have now established bodhicitta. Does it work this way? No. Fortunately, no. Unfortunately, no also. If it can be done this way, then quite simple. You just keep on reciting. Yeah, each day recite 3,000 times. 众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断. Well, just keep reciting very fast. Then after a while, you don't know what you were saying. 众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断. It's just like when Sifu was your age, then younger than you. When I was in P4, I took refuge. Yeah. Then my mom said, okay, from today onward, because you are Buddhist already, you have become a disciple of Buddha. Every day you must recite. 自归于佛，但愿众生体解大度，发无上心。自归于法，但愿众生深入定藏，智慧如海。自归于僧，但愿众生体解大，通利大众，一切无碍。 Initially the first time, not very clear. I have to read and recite very consciously. Then last time when you take refuge, you are given this welcome kit. Then it has a mala bead inside. Then my mom gave me another homework. Already so much homework, is one more homework. Okay. Then have to chant 108 times Namo Kwan Sim Pusa or Namo Ban Si Sija Mani Fo. Then you know it's like doing homework. First few lines you write very nicely. Then then so Sufu kneel down there, then initially it was Namo Kwan Sim Pusa, Namo Kwan Sim Pusa, Namo Kwan Sim. Then after a while, after a few days, after a few weeks, you know, because you use this as a marker, ma. So you go very fast. Then you are looking like, 到了没有? You know, is it done? So although you are reciting Namo Kwan Sim Bosa, your mind is it done? So sometimes when we do practices, you have to be careful. Don't get caught up with just trying to get it over with. Don't just try to quickly finish your session. I don't say you must enjoy. I mean, if you can enjoy, you can enjoy. You cannot enjoy, you cannot enjoy. Cannot be helped. That's why in the past few months, I started sharing, don't try to rush through it. Just try to observe one breath at a time. Then you find that your sitting, your practice take on a different dimension. Yeah. Don't worry about how many minutes you sit. Just because each sitting is but just one breath at a time. Don't worry about how many times you chant. Yeah, just each time you chant like you really mean it. So over here, my teacher also highlighted this. He said, So usually we recite these four verses, right? So then he said, 若是从内心很诚恳的发愿，则可以名为发菩提心。 So when you recite, 众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断，法门无量誓愿学，佛道无上誓愿成。 Okay, if you say very, very earnestly, sincerely, then you can be said to have established bodhicitta, established the vow, because that's what it means, yeah, the four great vows. But then my teacher highlighted, he said, 如果只是做功课, like do homework, you are just doing it as an exercise, then what happened? 随着文念一遍, just follow, just 众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿 you just read lor, like what we usually do in the temple, right? Then what happened? 这不算数, doesn't count, doesn't count, yeah. Wait, why? 因为心并不诚恳, yeah. But so there are a few things I want to highlight here. On one hand, I completely agree with my teacher. My teacher cannot disagree. Can actually my teacher allow us to disagree? That's something quite amazing about my teacher. He let us disagree. But he said, so but why do you have a basis? What is the reason? You must have a good reason. Cannot just I don't feel like it. Can I? Nobody can stop you, right? But it doesn't help you, it doesn't help anyone. So on one hand I agree. Because if you just read, then it's just going through the motion. I also agree with him that if you just do it that way, 不算数. It doesn't count as actually the full extent of establishing bodhicitta. But I want to maybe just add in one line here. Better than nothing. Don't, you know, small kid, very smart. Then after that, go back. Ryan, how come you're not doing homework? After Sifu's teaching, I decided, since I do homework half-heartedly, I might as well don't do. cannot, right? No, that's not the way. Ryan, it's Monday, how come you are not preparing for school? I decided, since I'm half-hearted at school, I might as well don't go to school. Cannot. I mean, you ask yourself, how many students go to school full of energy? Oh, I want to study. Some lah, some kisiao one. Amitabha. Yeah, I mean, super siao one lah. Mommy, I want to study. There was someone who is like that, you know. The mommy said, don't let you study. Wow, she cried, you know. You know who is that person? Just sitting next to you. Yeah, suddenly I remember. Yeah, I mean, I was too young to know, but I heard from my mom. Yeah, my sister a bit. No. Yeah, it was said that when she was small kid, then she's naughty, then my mom used that to tell her off. No, you're so naughty, don't let you go to school. Oh, I want to go to school. Ayo, got such a kid. No, amazing. Yeah, but I think most kids don't. Most kids will be, go. But gradually, over time, rub off. Yeah. So although you go to school today, not interested, tomorrow a bit interested, the next day also not interested, but over time, you do it over many times, then after a while, it just, get into you, internalize. Yeah. It is like what? If you keep going to temple, you just every day go temple, go. After a while, you smell like temple. you can have a temple smell. Got the scent, the incense smell. Temples nowadays no smell. Cannot, because cannot burn. Burn too much, cannot complain. Yeah. So although you go to temple, but no heart, at least got smell. You know, 气氛. So the same way, even though maybe sometimes you don't feel like doing homework, just do lah, just do. But don't just do for the whole year. Once in a while, really pay attention. Then, I tell you, then he's like laughing. Walao, I eat stuff, student, you teach me how to study. If I tell you, this is very important because primary school and secondary school are very different. Primary school is very easy actually. You don't get A-star, I'm surprised. Yeah, I didn't get all A-star also last time. Yeah, some A-star. So anyway. So I just want to add this. So don't give up. Don't think, then in that case, every day I don't do puja. I don't mean it. Then, once every 10 years you mean it, then you do it once. See, like that. Don't. Even if you feel like, don't feel like doing it, just do it. I tell you that's a benefit. Why? If you set your mind to it, every day I will do this practice. Then you stick to it, day by day, day by day. Hey, then what happens? It becomes a new habit. It's just like how people, every day when they come back, they will reach out for the controller. They'll throw their keys here, then they'll take the controller, ding, ding. Then they'll take another controller, ding. Turn on the TV, turn on the aircon. Yeah. Then they'll go to the kitchen, open up the... Everyone okay? Hello, yeah. It becomes a habit, no? You do it without thinking. But even though you do it without thinking, there are consequences. What are the consequences? So similarly, don't give up. Don't give up. Maybe you do it for 1 year mindlessly. Every day, chanhyo, chanhyo, chanhyo. Every day, namo guan sing posa, namo guan sing posa, namo guan sing posa, namo guan sing posa. Every day you do. But maybe in that 1 year, maybe 2 times you are sincere. Maybe 4 times you are sincere. Those 4 times plus the 362 times that is not quite there, come together. Yeah. Come together, then what happened? One day, don't know when. If you are sincere every day, very fast. But if you are not so sincere, but sometimes sincere, sometimes not sincere, then an accumulation. When you reach a certain critical mass, you know, critical mass, what happened? Oh, my teacher used this term, 有力量. That's power, that's strength. What does it mean by that? How do you know when you have 力量 or no 力量? How do you know when you have power or strength or not? In Buddhism, the 力量 is not, I have strength, I can go and scare people, whack people. No, it is that you have the power to endure unpleasantness. You have the power to endure and not give rise to defilements. When defilements tell you, scold him, scold him. The defilements tell you, shout at him, shout at him. The defilement tell you, horn, horn, horn. You can say no to your defilement. When your defilement say, why your mommy always don't let you play the game? Huh? Go and ask your daddy. Yeah. Or sometimes it's, why your daddy like that? Go and ask mommy. Your defilement. Then you have 力量. You have power to say, shut up. You have the power to say, sure, you can say whatever you want. I'm going to do what I have to do, what I need to do, not what I want to do, not what you want to do. Then you know that you have 力量. But what's the benefit of that? The benefit is you're in control of your life. Not controlled by your emotions, not controlled by your handphone. Your handphone, your mommy take away your handphone, your daddy take away your handphone. Then you're like, oh no, my handphone. Then your handphone, Then you feel like, you're the hero. You need to save your handphone. Yeah. Then suddenly, Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Then suddenly you're reminded, that is just a handphone. This is mommy, this is daddy, more important than handphone. Then you're able to breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Then no problem. Then you're able to be happy without your handphone. With a handphone, who cannot be happy? If you want your handphone and you get a handphone, of course you can be happy. Anyone can do that. You don't need A-star to do that. Without a handphone, if you want your handphone and you don't get your handphone, anyone can be unhappy. You also don't need A-star to do that. Don't need. But if you're able to live without a handphone, it's your choice. That you can make a choice. Now I want to have my handphone, but I don't get it. I can choose. Now I want to be happy. Easy to choose, I want to have my handphone. Easy. Anyone can choose that. But who can choose, I want to be happy now? We always think, if I'm, mommy, I have my handphone, then I can be so happy, we are in love with each other. Your handphone is not in love with you, I tell you. But if you can transcend that, then you are in control of your life. And not just with your handphone, then your friends cannot make you do things. Your friends cannot say, you scared, huh? Maybe primary school, no such thing. Secondary school, you start to see your stupid friends. Who are the stupid friends? Stupid friends are the ones who will always tell you, you scared, huh? I give you a tip. Have you met such friends before? Haven't, maybe you go Hua Chong Wen Si also, lah. Or maybe Hua Chong one will be, you stupid, lah. I don't know what they say, lah. Yeah, but people will say things to goad you, you know, to tuck you, to, you know, like poke. They will try. They will first say, you scared, lah. No effect, you stupid, lah. You ugly, or what? You know, they say all kinds of things. But if you can, putong, unmoved, wow, then they try, so sorry, give up. Then you tell them, you go and ask around who my teacher is, who my shifu is. Amitofo. So, my teacher further quoted this commentary, Xianyang Sheng Jiao. Yeah, so there's this commentary called Xianyang Sheng Jiao. So this commentary in English is the commentary that reveals that that Xianyang that propagates the enlightened teachings. So in this commentary, what happened? 有一个发菩提心的仪轨, so there's this ceremony, there's this like a protocol, there's this procedure on how a person actually formally, not flippantly, not just casually, but formally make an establishment of this vow to attain Buddhahood. And what is it? So the verse is slightly different. Yeah, 词句不同, 但是意和这里一样, but the meaning is the same. So the first step, 要在一位大德面前, so find one cultivator. Yeah, so someone who is a cultivator, in front of this person, 磕三个头, so do three prostration. So recently I shared with some students, when you do prostration, your head must kena the floor. Sometimes when you are bowing down, I observe, how come some like that, the head stuck, cannot go down. Yeah, halfway it come up already, must go down. Last time someone told me before, so it's very interesting, no? Nobody teach us, but most people who are new, the head always cannot go down. Up to a certain point, it's stuck. Cannot, Sifu cannot. When I was much younger, I remember my mom bringing me to temple. Then my mom also, whoop, he bite, lucky better, but just push my head down. It's a very interesting thing, no? Yeah, somehow there's this quite natural tendency to resist unconsciously. I don't say consciously. I think for most people it's unconscious. Yeah. But it also then tells us something about this practice. Yeah, it's overcoming our tendency. Yeah, our head. Maybe we don't feel safe to put our head down. Yeah, maybe it's evolution, you know. You put your head down, people just bite your neck, and then you die. You put your head down, then people step on you. So to put your head all the way down in front of someone, there's a lot of things going on, you know. You must trust this person. You must respect this person to submit yourself in that way. Yeah. So it's a physical expression of how you feel towards this object or person of veneration. Yeah. So, ke sanga xiang tou, do it three times. Three prostration. Ran hou, gui zhe, remain kneeling, then recite three times. Nian wen san bian. Da de yi xing nian. So this is a standard opening verse. Da de yi xing nian, wo mou jia, jing qing qiu da de wei wo zuo san gui wu jie shi. So so forth. Nowadays, many times I simplify for you. But the former one is actually meaningful. So, 大德一心念, so addressing the venerable, yeah. So, 大德, virtuous one, yeah. 一心念, so in a way, if we translate, we can say, please keep me in mind, yeah. In other words, focus on me, yeah. Like I want to ask of you something that is very important. So keep it in mind. So my teacher then used himself as an so for you all, it'll be wo mo jia, then your dharma name or your lay name or something, yeah. 从今日始, yeah. So from today onward, yeah. Beginning from today, 从今日始, 发阿耨多罗三藐